Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
After Christmas savings. Let's find out more about that from the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. Wouldn't it be great to celebrate Christmas for about 30% less of the cost? Well, there is a way to do that, but you'll have to adjust your calendar at least a week. Now, if we were smart, we would delay it about a week and have a celebration on the 30th or maybe even in the middle of January. The days after Christmas has quietly become the best shopping days of the year. Once the holiday rush ends, retailers shift gears and look to clear shelves, making room for new inventory and early spring merchandise. That means discounts, closeouts, and the clearance racks filled with items you didn't sell before December 25th. Expect to find deep cuts on anything holiday-related: decorations, ornaments, artificial trees, lights, wrapping paper, and festive home decor, often dropped by 50% or more. If you've ever wanted to refresh your holiday look, this is the time to buy for next year at a fraction of the price. You may find it cheaper traveling and shorter airport lines as well. Clothing and winter apparel are also prime targets. Stores need to move coats, sweaters, hats, scarves, and boots before the fashion trends and retail seasons turn over again. Electronics, toys, and popular gift items that didn't find a home before Christmas frequently move to the clearance shelves as well. Smart shoppers take advantage of this period by thinking ahead. Instead of buying holiday decor at full price next November, buy it now and store it. If you have upcoming birthdays or special events, toys and small electronics make excellent early purchases. The day after Christmas isn't just about leftovers. It's a strategic shopping opportunity. If you enjoy hunting for real savings, this may be your most rewarding trip of the season. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. And, of course, we'll be reconnecting with Don on Monday morning after the weekend and find out what's going on with him. So thank you, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, it is coming up on 6:55. Maker of bourbon, Jim Beam, announcing it's going to close its distillery in Kentucky for a year.
A whiskey sour or souring on whiskey. Jim Beam is one of the most iconic names in American business, but Beam will not make any bourbon at its main distillery next year. Politics and whiskey are always intertwined. Insiders attribute this to tariffs, its supply and demand. Now Beam will renovate the facility and continue distilling bourbon at two other plants. People are drinking less, be it scotch or bourbon, but the Beam announcement got people's attention. There are no plans for layoffs right now.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. Well, if you're back at work today like we are after the day after Christmas, the British are probably laughing at my expense.
On the second day of Christmas, the British government gave to me another public holiday. We call it Boxing Day, and not because we're settling Christmas family disputes the old-fashioned way. It's to do with a long-forgotten tradition of giving boxes of gifts to the poor. According to one theory, servants got a day off on the 26th because they had to work on Christmas Day, and some modern customs have developed. Many will attend sporting events, and then there's the traditional Boxing Day railroad structural repairs that mess up British railways. Companies insist it's the quietest day to do it. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's 8:10, here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, we've noticed that pretty much all day the traffic volumes have just been really light. We haven't really had any problems. It's been a really quiet day on the roadways here in the Wichita area. It makes sense. There's a lot of people that don't have to work today, and so the traffic volumes were going to be down. And, of course, the traffic conditions today, really good. I haven't seen any big tie-ups or slowdowns. We've got quite a bit of traffic right now, County Line Road on Kellogg, so over there in Andover. But no, for the most part, things looking fairly good right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Friday, final Friday of the year. Check in with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
More record high temperatures today in south central Kansas will climb to 72 with sunshine and light winds throughout the day. Clouds begin to show up Friday night with a low of 44, but we're still quite mild with sunshine on Saturday. Get ready for a weekend cold front, though. It'll arrive on Sunday with falling temperatures and strong north winds. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And currently in Wichita, here on this Friday morning, a mostly sunny sky, a breeze out of the north-northwest. It is 43 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Friday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, Boxing Day in some countries. And we'll take a look at the nation's average price of gasoline. It's down nearly 6 cents a gallon during the last week. National average, $2.79 a gallon. And that's covering a lot of gas stations surveyed. The national average is down 26 cents from a month ago. Down 21 cents, lower than a year ago. National average, we'll talk about this.
Yeah,
gasoline prices are down.
Yeah, of course, they're saying that a lot of that's because the demand is down. And I can kind of see that. I mean, why plan to go on big long road trips when you can't afford to do anything when you get there? You can't afford to pay for the gas no matter how cheap it is anyway. It's the sort of thing with things the way they are right now. It doesn't surprise me that those the demand is really far down on gasoline.
So there's your gas price update
here
on this holiday weekend. Let's take a look at, here we are, get your turtle doves and partridges and everything in line because we're right smack in the 12 days of Christmas.
Christmas may be over for most people, but traditionally it's just getting started. The 12 days of Christmas don't lead up to December 25th. They begin on it. The tradition dates back centuries to the early Christian church, marking the time between the birth of Christ and the Epiphany on January 6th, when the three wise men were said to arrive. In medieval Europe, each of those 12 days had its own feast or saint celebration, often capped with a festival known as Twelfth Night. The familiar carol came much later, first printed in England in the late 1700s as a lively memory game where singers took turns reciting the growing list of gifts without a mistake. The 12 days weren't just lyrics. They once marked a festive season that stretched from Christmas into the new year. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
For one of the longest periods in American history, it is widely agreed that most people would retire about the age of 65. And some people worked until 70. Most people kind of between 60 and 70 find it somewhere in that period and call it quits. Well, that may have been true a decade ago, but it seems like a lot has changed in the last 10 years. Baby boomers are bucking traditional retirement norms. Instead of just saying goodbye and heading off into the sunset, baby boomers are leaning towards working longer and finally pursuing their passions. The traditional retirement age of 65 is no longer held in the same regard as it once was. Many baby boomers have made enough money to retire at 65. Maybe they decide to open a new business. Instead of taking the easy road and jumping into that retirement lifestyle, this age group has bucked a trend and decided to start something new. According to AARP, more adults over the age of 50 are starting new businesses at a higher rate than they have for the last 20 years. About 25% of those in age grade 55 to 64 being responsible for new businesses that are popping up in America. But, you know, a lot of those people have the capital to either start it on their own money or have good credit and they can borrow money to start a new business.
Yeah. Of course, the other thing I was thinking on that was, you know, 10 years ago, we were still in the era where there were a lot of baby boomers that still had, like, or at least a lot of the people retiring at that point still had things like pensions that they could count on. Whereas the people that are retiring now, those baby boomers that are out there right now, that is getting much rarer. And I don't blame anyone for, hey, maybe I can start a little business here. So, because I know healthcare costs are going to be ridiculous, I might need some extra cash. I'll start me a little business, home, you know, side hustle, something or other to supplement a lot of that could be necessity as opposed to, you know, or even necessity and looking after a passion. You know, when you can combine those two things, hey, why not do it?
Of course, our buddy Steve McIntosh is calling it quits next week.
Yep.
Getting out of, and we'll see what he does in the next part of his life.
I don't know. I'm just wondering if I'm going to be called upon to turn his home office into a bit of a podcast studio. I'll be interested to see if that happens or not.
Yeah, I was talking about, maybe you had the same thing. I was talking to him and said, what are you going to do after you retire?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He's like, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get on the air with you and a couple of other guys that I really like for about an hour and just talk about whatever. I was like, so you're describing a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I am.
Yeah. And I just keep thinking to myself, if that's what happens, guess who gets to build the studio? Yeah. That's all right. He'll probably pay me well in Shelly's cookies.
Oh, right, right.
And that will be just fine with me.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.